Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes found themselves climbing their way out of a sewer. Why were they climbing out of a sewer?
To get Cooper and save him from Melvin.
Because they were stuck in a sewer where Kai fell into a shit stream because we were trying to find Croy, and then a bunch of stuff happened and went wrong, and we battled some giant silverfishes, and we found a giant cat, and Cooper also became giant. And so we had to leave once we found Croy.
And so once you made your way out of the sewers, what did take place, Zil?
We followed the trail like expert mystery people. Mm-hmm. And we found them. We found Cooper and
we took a taxi.
Melvin. I almost called Melvin Mavis.
No.
And then we convinced Cooper to let Melvin chase him to the castle, and we got there, and the castle did not want Melvin because he was big and he smelled like shit, and I guess that's not very royal.
So then we went back to Jack and Jill's, where they tried to clean us up, but unfortunately, Mavis was angry she wasn't with us, and she might have been in Kai's room. You could take that.
Mavis is a liar, one. That's okay. A new thing Kai's discovered. Something was suspicious and funky up in my room, and no magic was detected. What? But I confronted Mavis about it in a very diplomatic, polite way, apologizing for my past behaviors to her.
And throwing a spear by her hand.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Well, after she insulted me many, many times and lied to my face. She's very sassy. She's very mean. I gave her my trust. I get it. I knew she wasn't going to trust me back, but that was a huge step for me. And now I'm kind of, you know, rebuking it a little bit because she is not a nice girl.
So after that fight happened, how did everything cool down?
Well, I listened to my good friends who I've learned are very good at calming me down, and I took a long, long nap and locked my door, and I'm on to her. I am on to her.
And we just need to focus on winning this, game.
Yeah, I thought that would be a little fun thing to do. What is Zil's penultimate goal right now?
My goal is, because they took naps, I did not take naps. I went and I apologized to Mavis to try to patch things up, because we've all been kind of mean to her back.
Oh, she's
and,
so mean.
That doesn't mean anything. But she, it seemed like she was leaving. Because she had, like, a backpack and everything, and she was saying some goodbyes. So I followed her, and she...
Did she have a backpack, though?
You said she had a backpack.
Okay.
Yeah, you said you she did. Had some outdoorsy stuff she was leaving.
She has outdoorsy stuff, like a backpack and, like...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I followed her, and she was like, don't follow me. And I was like, don't go. And she's like, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, fine, then I'm just going to follow you. And she's like, fine. And she... So I'm with
Mavis.
That's
exactly what happens. Now, what is Zil's penultimate goal as of right now?
I want to follow her, and I just want to make sure she's not leaving.
All right. Griana, what's Griana's penultimate right now?
What?
I just want to make sure that's it. I just don't want her to leave.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Griana's penultimate goal is that we all need to keep a little focused after that kerfuffle. And and we ultimately need to win, because that's how we all need to get our lives back and figure out what's going on and be reunited with Phoebe and all that other jazz. So we just kind of need to regroup and maybe just group mind, everybody. Group mind.
What's Kai's penultimate?
Well, as of right now in this episode, yes, Kai would love to win the games, but right now she is focused on, one, healing her broken rib.
Well, we all need to heal.
Yeah,
first.
Healing her ferret Cooper, and three, investigating Mavis and seeing what the fuck is up with her.
Okay.
I am on to her.
Okay.
She's a spy.
She's on to, I want to see what's on the inside.
This is going to be so crazy, because it's going to be a whole lot of like, Kai, stop. Calm down. You're going to die. Like, I feel like...
No, not that I have full health, no.
You don't have full health right now.
No, you haven't taken a long rest. No, it is about mid-afternoon. And
Kai and Griana, you are still in Jack and Jill's. Where are you in Jack and Jill's? What? Last I heard, you were asleep by the fire, Griana. Has that changed?
I was in my room.
Oh, you went up to your room after.
I took a wine up to her room.
I took a wine, and I gave the whole downstairs lobby a round on me. It's like about 40 gold.
Yes, yes, okay.
No problem. Pocket change.
Okay. and so you're upstairs?
I was upstairs sleeping.
All right, all right. And you're...
I'm still sleeping in my locked bedroom door.
Okay, so you two are sleeping, and that's totally fine. Do you have plans? Do you have any sort of alarms? Don't exist. Do you have any sort of hopes of waking up, or do you plan on to sleep through the night?
No, I mean, we went to bed at like what?
Yeah, you probably noon. Like went to sleep at 3.
Oh,
right?
Well, then wake up or maybe probably around like 6, like power nap. That's okay, what I'm saying.
All right, so you guys are with the explicit intent.
Explicit.
Thank you. Explicit intent of power napping.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. How much health would they get back?
Yeah,
it's a short rest.
Power, that means you can use as many of your hit dice as you want, because that's a short rest. So, that's that. So, Mavis and Zill are walking not north or south through the city, but a little bit to the west. Never eat soggy. Yes, west. My dad looks so disappointed in me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now I know that this is going to be so hard. All
you
right.
Should have brought your DM screen.
I know.
You could go under it.
So you guys are not walking north or south. You're walking more west, yeah. Sort of towards Cliff's Edge, more so than the Midlands, which you are in right now. And Mavis is walking a solid, like, 2 steps faster than your body seems to be able to handle right now. So you're trailing behind a little, and are you just taking that?
Yeah.
All right. So about a minute and a half of that passes by, and then you just hear this very, like, and you see her turn around, and she's like, good God. And she opens her bag, she fidgets around, she pulls out a potion, she hands it to you very, like, drink up, bitch. Let's go.
Thanks, bitch.
Drink. She goes, fucking watch it. And then and then she keeps walking.
I drink it.
All right. So you have now drank a health potion. So
this
take
2d4.
One. 2d4 back.
Plus something.
Thank you.
2d4 plus 2.
Great. And now, so you guys
6.
Continue to walk. And if you're not starting conversation, she's not trying to start conversation either. So it's a very silent walk. So you guys are trucking and you're heading, and go ahead and roll a perception check.
Sure. So that is a 15.
All right, so you get a few things. You get the fact that everyone, there are like a few people who point at you specifically and sort of are like, which is sort of fine, and something that you're guessing is going to happen more and more as people sort of learn who you are.
Yeah.
Especially following the the event that just transpired, it could be perhaps a bit more noticeable,
yeah.
your presence. And you notice that Scotty is you can tell that she's like committing like locations to memory.
Hey, Scotty.
Fuck. You can tell Mavis is sitting there. Can you guys just fire me? I think it's time.
I didn't notice it though. I just thought Scotty was out there.
No, you see, sorry, it's Mavis. Mavis is, she's trying to make note of like every building and location and like notation. And you see, she's paying a lot of attention. She's looking at as much as she can. And you guys are walking and you're heading down and she doesn't look at you again once. Until you start getting to, you see off in a little bit of a distance is this very farm-looking building that kind of sticks out from the rest of them. It looks sort of farmhousey, mm-hmm. And then in big letters all over the farm rooftop, it says, Bergdorf's Braided Horse.
Bergdorf's.
What?
And you hear, like, soft yelling. coming from... inside this stable. Roll an intelligence check? Or do you know what this is?
Man, it's people yelling about the animals.
what animals?
Our animals.
Yes. This is where Jack sent your friends, Melvin and Cooper. And so Mavis, like, hears the yelling and sort of turns to you with a smirk, and she says, your fault?
I wanted to come anyway.
All right. And so she walks into the building without looking at you. And it's not like a building, you know, mm-hmm. how stables are more just like hallways that lead to the outdoors. It's just a bunch of, I don't know, Mia's the horse girl. I'm not a horse girl. So it's not so much an indoors situation as sort of just
a horse girl.
I am, just sort of roof gabled, great word.
Of green gables.
And so you guys head inside, and there's a group of, like, six or so employees in the back. But as you're passing, you notice there are some employees in each one of these stalls, and there seems to be just, like, a team of braiders who are braiding the horse's hair as you're, like, walking.
Okay.
As you're, like, walking
they're
past.
Are they just staring at me, but they're just continuing braiding?
No, they're talking to each other. They don't, okay. And then they throw you passing glances as you go, sure, but nothing. Nothing intense. And you get sort of to the end of the hallway, and you see something so beautiful, which mm-hmm. is six men with, like, maybe about 20 buckets, mm-hmm. half of which are empty, half of which still have soapy water in them. And then in either stable across the way is either a very big Melvin or a very big Cooper, but the hilarious part about Melvin is drenched now, so it's a 5-foot wet cat who is dripping.
Oh, God.
And just like
just came sort of at a great time.
And so that's happening, and then you look across at Cooper, who is figure eighting in the stable that they've provided. It's sort of like two stables. They've had to, like, lift the edge, and Cooper is, like, very upset that this is happening. You can sort of tell that underneath his poop-stained veneer underneath it is his fur has turned this very, like, deep navy blue.
Okay.
And it seems to be shifting to black and then back to that navy.
Beautiful.
As he's circle figure eighting very intensely. And you see that, like, the six employees are like, your turn. as they're trying to, like, figure out, like, who to send in to do what. And, you know, figure out what is happening. Go ahead and roll a perception check for me.
I exploded. Fucking nice. Yeah.
All right.
Slurps up.
This is going to be this is going to be like an 18 or higher. So congratulations.
Slurps up.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
What?
Slurps up.
What?
That's a very good point.
What?
You do have less than health points right now. I'm just kidding. You're fine. You notice that perhaps...
I don't have less than 5. I have 7.
You have, yes, but you have less than 10, which is usually my you're fucking up zone. Yes, I'm giving it to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You notice that perhaps the cat looks a little bit smaller?
Because the hair's wet.
It could be that. It really could.
How it works.
Yeah. And so then Mavis sort of, like, turns back and she's like, you were telling the truth.
Yeah. Also, the cat got a little smaller. It was bigger than that before.
It might be the hair, though.
Okay. So how are you planning on fixing this? Did you have a thought or?
See, the plan was.
And at that point, one of the employees turns and goes, hey, are these yours? And at that point, Mavis goes, no. And she turns around and walks out of the stable. They're like, hey, is this?
No. And I walk out.
All right. So you guys leave the stable. Bye. So you guys walk into a stable,
great.
Look at something, and then leave again without anyone talking to you. And so at that point, like, Mavis is obviously walking back in the direction that you came.
Okay.
And Mavis, like, as you're sort of walking, not looking at you, is like, do you have plans, or is it just cry at it until it's fixed?
Well, Jesus. The plan is, it got smaller for some reason anyway, so I feel like if it not time, we just find a fucking magic shop or something. I don't know what to do. I've never dealt with this before.
Well, yeah, we'll see if someone with know-how can point out a place to us.
Lesser restoration.
And so you guys walk back in silence unless you deem otherwise.
So what was the book you were reading?
What was the book I was reading? Oh, it's just my brother and I used to read this investigator series.
Is it The Kobold Voice?
Yeah, actually it is.
I
O-M-G.
Love The Kobold Voice.
Oh. Cool.
Which one are you reading?
This is the case of the underbed.
I have the case of the haunted graveyard.
Oh, okay. and then
great
you guys
series.
You guys keep walking. What?
I'm
what?
Saying I think they're about to fall in love.
No. Oh,
okay, thank you.
No.
For telling me. And so then unless you are trying something else, the walk continues.
Oh, you just forgot about Olivia, didn't you? Bye, Olivia.
I'm sorry, I have to quit the podcast.
I'm playing Zill's conscience.
Yeah,
this is good.
You forgot about Olivia, didn't you?
Except I didn't.
Olivia. Where's Arthur?
Listen. Listen!
Oh, man. Okay,
But you moved on.
Okay, I'm glad I stopped.
You don't really love them.
Okay, so you guys are still walking, and you eventually make it back to Jack and Jill's. Mavis heads right in. I assume you head right in with her. Mm-hmm. What are you up to?
What's in Jack and Jill's?
It's a bar.
Yeah.
A bedroom.
You have.
Can you not do this to me?
All right.
Like, can you legitimately not do that?
Yes.
She's 17 3/4 in 5 days.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, she's underage for another 3 days.
Didn't realize that was still a thing in the magic
world. Oh, it's 3/4 in 3 days?
She turns 18 in 5 days.
So 5 days.
Yes, but you don't know that.
Mm. But when you told me, I was like, and 5 days?
No, she turns 18 in 5 days.
All right, then I'll stop.
So in 5 in canon days, you can be weird. Oh. And not until
never
then.
Never weird, just romantic. Hi, HR.
HR. Yes. Hi, HR. Can you just sort of walk me through the protocol of like...
how to deal with...
a hot person turning 18.
Because they're like barely legal. And
who
I know they're
Mavis
a club
is hot? I don't want to play Zill
anymore.
Is like
can you kill Zill?
I know that's like a porn thing,
Can Zill die
barely
now?
Barely legal.
No.
Can Zill cannot die?
I just really have a question, though. How can you... what age? When does barely legal stop... when can you stop calling yourself barely legal?
I think after you turn like 21, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Oh, my God. Sorry, my dad leaned in and went, after your 10th porn. Thank you, Dad. Thanks. He's going to abuse the shit out of that, and I'm so sorry.
Okay, anyways, sorry.
So,
Zill, I won't.
Zill, it's a bar. It's got a bar, 7 to 10 tables, a few booths in the back, a fireplace, a sort of corner thing that seems to function as a stage on open mic nights or whatever, and then there's 2 stories, so it makes for a very tall-looking building. A antler chandelier thing is hanging from the very top, and then the 2 stories are like rooms with balconies that you can look out onto the space with.
Okay. What are they doing?
They're napping.
Sleeping.
They're in their rooms. Yeah. They're in their rooms.
Out.
So many things.
And I get angry on it.
Thank you for this Foley work. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That wasn't me. That was actually Sid that was making that noise.
Oh, wow.
So, haha.
And yeah, so Mavis gets in. She stomps up the stairs and she goes back into her room.
Oh.
Yeah. She's
1 water, please.
All right, so you order a water.
So hydrated.
And you...
also, maybe some chicken broth.
Great.
Ew.
And so you're just eating and drinking and healing?
It's chicken-flavored broth.
It's Sorry.
Plain broth? What?
I'm a vegetarian and I can't comment on this.
I'm vegetarian too.
So we're...
I don't know.
Before, how long have you been a vegetarian, Carly?
I pinged my research team and they say chicken broth is fine on its own.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's just chicken noodle soup, yeah. But without any of the noodles or the chicken.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know I was going to spark outrage.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the whole research team, they had to send in a very...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind. And one chicken broth.
And so you're just sitting, around recouping. You're not sleeping?
Does a short rest mean I have to sleep?
You can meditate.
Not really. But it's hands down like relaxing and focusing on recuperation.
I'm eating my broth.
Yeah, okay. We'll count it as a short rest. You can have it.
Thank you.
But it would be at disadvantage because Zill's an introvert and it's hard to recoup in a group full in a busy, noisy tavern.
Okay. Should I roll for...
No, I'm just letting you know that maybe it'd be better if you didn't do it in a room full of people because you're
fine,
an introvert.
I go up to my room.
Thank you. I would have hindered your hit point. I'm just saying. So...
I leave my door open. I'm just sitting on my bed.
What?
No, you wanted to say something. Yes, what?
You just looked at me weirdly.
Because you raised your finger.
I thought you were saying for what I said.
No.
No, I mean, I'm focusing on recuperating, I guess. I'll do it later.
Okay.
I was going to say, because... No, I'm sorry.
What did you...
Because Kai said her room was messed up, so
yeah.
If I looked around...
Yeah, you can roll a quick perception check.
17.
Nice. Yep.
What's wrong?
It just feels weird.
Investigation. I was, like, looking to see if something was wrong.
That was
that
your
just
initial
perception
check to see
can I roll again?
Yeah.
18.
All right, so...
What?
Oh, no, wait, it's higher. It's...
Oh, my gosh.
18 plus 3, so it's 20.
You can tell that anything you have left in the room, which I understand is not a lot because you put most of your things in your bags of holding. So anything you would have left in your room, which I actually don't think is anything.
No.
You don't keep anything
no.
in there. Right. So you notice that the mattress has been flipped up and then put back down, and so it's slightly askew. It wasn't placed back onto the bed frame exactly.
Okay. I move it back.
All right. You settle it back. you're asleep.
I know. I just have a question about
Mavis.
Yes.
Yes.
What's her race?
She's a human.
Ah. Well, what's her... class then?
You don't know.
Okay.
I know.
You've said this in the game before though.
I know, I definitely have.
I know.
I was just tricking you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Carry on.
Thank you. I'm really glad I passed that trick test.
Yeah, you're a good DM.
So it gets to around 6 p.m. and you guys start to rouse again. Obviously, it's dinner time.
Can I get my hit points? My hit die?
Yes, you may HP back up. So, Griana.
Yes.
You wake. And
oh.
All looks well.
Okay.
But you sort of, you roll over. You roll your head to the side.
Yeah.
And you see two things at the same time.
Okay.
One, the very expectant, excited eyes of Iga.
Yeah, good morning.
Two.
Good afternoon.
The half-dead spider that Iga has brought you as a present.
Oh, my God.
It's like the size of a fist.
Half-dead.
Yeah. It's like still twitching, but it's not moving.
Half-dead, just like my parents.
All right, so there's a spider on your pillow.
Oh my God.
Iga, you know, I don't eat those. I'm vegetarian now, so you finish that, buddy, okay?
Iga bats it towards you.
Oh, yummy. Okay, and I fake eat it.
Roll a deception check.
Oh my God.
Six.
Okay.
Mommy
likes. That can't go on the internet. You saying mommy likes cannot go.
Why not?
We're gonna have to fucking bleep it out.
Yeah, just bleep bleep. Okay. Anyways, thank you, Iga.
Iga makes a sort of like almost disappointed sound.
Hey, next time, get my Never mind. Next time, I so love carrots. Okay. Well, hey, do you want to go get some dinner? Some real food? Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, so you pick Aya up. Kai, you are rousing. There is no... There is no pet expectantly waiting for you to wake, however, this time.
I'm a little sad.
Yeah, it's the first time in a very long time that that feeling has not been there.
And I do feel lonely for the first time in a while.
Yeah. So you wake up.
Well, I'm going to go get a mega grilled cheese and then find my coop.
All right, so...
mega grilled cheese.
With avocado.
Do we know that they serve that?
Meat. All right, so you guys sort of...
slab of meat.
Griana's the first one, sort of downstairs, followed shortly by Kai. Zil, since your door is open, you can see them feeding out. Do you stay or do you meet them downstairs?
I'll meet them.
Griana's eating an amazing lasagna. All
right, so you guys sit down. You start ordering your dinner items. sorry. So you're sitting down. You're all sitting at, like, a booth that you sort of claimed as yours now. It was the one that Mavis was sitting at earlier. It has a spear indent in it now.
Why?
Things are fun. So you guys order your dinners. You're hanging out. Is there any important conversations that you're trying to make happen?
Just kind of small talk until we reach the point where we talk about
what happened next. Yeah, I want to talk about what happened earlier.
Oh, yeah, and that.
I feel like we should talk about it.
Oh, like what happened with Kai?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it, Kai? Are you feeling any sort of remorse from your actions or?
Remorse? No. You guys, we need to talk about Mavis.
I feel like we need to talk about us as a group.
And? Okay, so yes and yes. Okay, so we need to talk about how Mavis makes us feel and how we can deal with this as a group because anything that we, like Mavis, don't like Mavis, let's talk about it all. All
right. I say, Zil, you go first.
I'll be in the middle.
No, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Sure, you go first.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say I really liked Mavis until I saw that she went behind my back and did something to my room. Mm-hmm. I came to her peacefully, gave her my trust, wasn't expecting hers back at all. But she just was not accepting, not cooperating, not cool about it. And I really, if you think about it, I really haven't done that much bullshit to her. I really haven't.
You've just been yourself.
I've just been myself. And also, I've been trying to, like, become her friend, like, make it work. But she is just so, she's just not cooperating. She thinks she's the fucking shit, and she's not.
Okay.
Right? And she's just, I don't trust her anymore. I don't trust her. I'm not, I just don't trust her.
All right.
So I'm keeping my eye out. And I think you guys should be wary of not to trust her either. Because why is she going in our rooms for no reason?
That is a good question. It's very weird that she's doing that.
We don't know that she did that.
I agree on you.
She did.
It doesn't look like anyone has been in your room as far as you can tell.
My room's fine.
So is my room.
Did you not notice anything weird about your room when you went in?
Nothing was missing.
Oh. So how
but
do
she's
you...
lying. She had her lying face on.
Yeah, I did see a lying face.
Zil, I promise you, look at me dead in the eyes. I swear to God she was lying.
Zil, how do you feel about everything?
I feel
that
we haven't been the nicest people to her.
She hasn't been nice to us.
She ran away from her home to be here. You can roll your eyes all you want, Kai. You can do that. I'm just saying how
I'm not rolling them at you. I'm not rolling them at you.
Okay.
I feel as if she's going through a lot.
Hey, and can I just say also we are too?
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. I'm not. Mm-hmm. All of us are going through shit. Phoebe just left. We just had a very hard day.
And Meats and More burned to the ground.
Meats and More burned down. But that...
All right. You know what?
Let her...
Oh, sorry.
It's just... It's hard trying to find the words that you want to say sometimes, you know? And I feel like... Kai, your temper's a lot.
That's true.
And you get mad easy.
I'm extra.
Kai.
Well.
If you don't start, this is just how I feel.
Okay.
If you don't start to try to work on your temper, one of us is going to end up getting hurt. And I don't just mean in a fight.
I agree as well, actually.
Do you guys have any tips?
Counseling?
God. Honestly,
all right, for
deep,
you
deep
guys.
Breathing.
For you guys, I put my hand in. I will try my very best to work on my temper. I can't guarantee anything because, as you know, rage is kind of out of my control. It is.
Sometimes, yeah.
But I will try for you guys because I love you guys. And I am sorry for earlier. I am sorry for earlier. It had nothing to do with you guys.
You know who you should tell I'm sorry to?
Nope. Okay. Not until she comes clean.
All right. Now, can I say something?
Yes.
As observer of this conversation, I would just like to say that we all are coming from a place of pain. No one has had a great time so far. And so, Kai, you have a problem with your anger. Mavis also has a problem with her anger.
Yeah.
And I don't like her very much either. Like, she's just kind of annoying, and she causes problems. But we also are not here to, like, I don't know, have drama like this. We're here to win this competition and get our feedback on the ground, right? Because, I mean, I know you guys, we have nothing anymore. We have no home. We have nothing. We're rebuilding everything that we're worth, and we're trying to find our friends so much. So why would we get distracted and like almost die like earlier by the hand of a 17 and a 3/4 and 5-day-year-old?
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I understand. Like I said, I think she's incredibly annoying.
But you know, like what, like, she's lying to my face.
I know she is. But we're
messing with my shit.
We're going to figure it out, but we're going to figure it out the right way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Let's figure it out, and let's figure it out the right way and be patient with one another. Like you, yes.
All I'm saying is you don't have to like her. You don't. But she's a part of our team now for this competition.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So you have to trust her.
Oh, I can fake the trust, but I don't really trust
her. Kai, in a competition, you have to trust her.
How can I trust her when she went in my room?
I would say trust her in the competition. Don't trust her out.
Fine. Okay. I can do that. Fine.
Right.
I do trust her in the competition. That's fine.
Okay.
Because I know she wants to win.
Cool. And I think personal-wise, you guys, like, you guys both obviously have very different opinions of Mavis. So maybe just, like, try not to get offended by one another. If, like, say you want to be friends with Mavis and Kai doesn't, you guys are both very different people.
I'm fine.
You can be friends with Mavis. That's fine.
Yeah, you're friends with Mavis. That's cool. You're not. That's cool. I'm not really that good. She annoys me. She made me cry earlier. She was so frustrating. Yeah. Remember when she was, like, starting to bully us? I was so tired.
She was just saying words.
Anyway, whatever. I just burst into tears. Anyways, I don't really like her very much either, but I just want to get through this competition and not lose. We have a lot riding on it.
Hey.
So let's just work together.
We're a team.
All right. I'm glad we talked
about
our emotions.
Love you, babes.
All right, so you guys high five, and then your dinner arrives, and you spend a little bit of time eating.
Nice.
And I need to know, is anyone getting shwasted?
Nope. I am.
Nope. No.
Shwasted.
Not shwasted, but tipsy.
Yeah, I'll get tipsy.
Like, I have a whole pitcher of ale to myself.
All right. Is your intent to go hard? Or
no, my intent is just to take the edge off.
All right, that makes sense. Okay, and then you're just looking at having a nice wine mom night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's a wine day.
Yeah. I understand completely. So you guys are chilling out, cordial conversation. Sort of later in the night, the door to Jack and Jill's opens, and you noticed two familiar faces. Ooh. One of which is someone who you met in a sewer, and the other of which is someone who you met at a rat stand.
Oh my God, Troy and his daughter.
You
looking good, looking good.
You look and like they, you showered.
And they see, they're all washed up. The girl's not crying.
Yay.
So very new look for her. And they wave at you when they walk in, and they see you, and they head over. And I assume you make room for them.
Yeah,
you make room for them in the booth, and they kind of
hop
sit
on
down
in
for a booth. And Coyd's like, "Huh, man, if I did not run into you guys in that sewer, thank you."
You're welcome, man. Yeah. And I pat him on the back.
You know, I hear my little Valdra here sent you my way.
Voldra?
So, what?
Voldra.
Voldra?
Like V-A-U-D-R-A. Voldra.
Oh, Voldra.
Voldra.
Yes.
Volda?
Nope. Voldemort.
Voldra? That's what I said first. Voldra.
V-A-U-L-D-R-A.
Voldra. That's what I said. And you were...
What?
Say it.
It's Voldra.
It's Volva.
Voldra.
It's Volva.
You can't bully a young girl like that.
Hey, Volva face.
This is an antonym.
No. No, take it back. Take it back.
I obviously didn't say that in real life. I just thought it. That was something that I thought. I didn't say it in real life.
You broke her. You can say that to Mavis.
Hey, Bulba face.
Let's oh, my God.
Katie Mae, that's your new nickname.
No. Oh, my God.
No,
absolutely
what?
Not. So they are sitting down, and, you know, it's a sort of, you know, they're thank you, and, you know, oh, this is how it happened, and blah, 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 blah. Croy doesn't have anything very awful. Croy doesn't have anything very helpful, sort of as like how these things got big. And so you guys are having sort of cordial convert. Yes,
I was gonna say, hey guys, something I forgot to mention earlier because
what?
We had that talk. went to the stables. Cat got a little bit smaller.
Was it because his hair was wet?
I don't know, but he was wet.
Good point,
so.
Brianna.
That's a good point.
Wait,
good
how
point.
Was Cooper? How was Cooper?
he was like changing colors from dark blue to black, and he was just running around.
He's cleansing himself.
Okay.
He's trying to get his spirit.
But they're at Bunkleford's. I don't know.
Bunkleford's? Do you think I could go pay him a visit?
Yeah, sure. Just go to Bunkleford's.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys mind if I go to Bunkleford's?
Brumble something.
Yeah, just head to Brumble something.
Just head to Brumble's.
Is head that Brumble. Where we should go do to you know, see the...
Brumble's.
What's it by?
You know, it was kind of hazy when I went. Mavis knows.
And Croy at that point goes, wait, are you talking about the stable...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what do you think it was?
I don't want to say.
Brumble
Stillskin?
Hey, uh-huh. I don't remember. Who saved who here?
It's Bergdorf's braided horse.
That wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. Hey, Croyd, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you know how to shrink animals back down to normal size?
Absolutely not.
Do you know anyone? Anyone that would?
You could ask Excellence.
Who's Excellence?
Excellence.
Is that a DJ in town?
Ooh.
DJ Excellence.
No, she runs the Midlands Alchemy Shop.
Oh, Alchemy.
Yeah, she's got...
Her name is Excellence?
Yes.
I'm going to go there.
So tell me, What's like the history of this town? Like what's inside scoop about all like all the like what have people been talking about the competition and stuff?
It just started.
Right, as we know.
So,
yeah.
Like yesterday. Well, we're about 48 hours in.
But who's everyone episodes. Liking?
Who's everyone liking? You know, there like, was that
how do they think about us?
There's this team who wears they're in this like flannels.
Oh no.
Regellyville.
They host these really interesting, like, open mic nights.
They appear to be fun, but they're not.
They're not. We know that. The yeah, true them.
Yeah, so they're getting a little bit of favor from the sort of, you know, okay. they don't charge to get in to go see the show, and that's
really?
Kinda not the norm here. So
oh my God.
Yeah, they don't charge.
So is it like a suggested donation?
They roll a dice and then they ask you to donate that much, and if they don't, it's like it's fine.
The bummer is the critical, like
yeah.
What kind of dice?
It's a bone dice and it's a D6.
Okay.
So they're doing pretty well out there. There's this Elven team is a little too posh for me. I haven't really been paying attention
fucking
to them.
Posh spice.
Yeah. There's a group of these monks. I think. You know. I don't. I'm not.
Hey,
guys. I got a level with
you. Have
I'm
you
not,
seen the guys on the other half orc ranger
oh
team? There's this.
You
one.
Don't know he's a ranger.
Oh,
he's so cute. Oh, the other half orc.
Yes. Oh,
do you remember his
who's
name?
Who's on that team?
Do you know his name?
Cutie.
Is it like Shirai or something like that?
Shrek.
Shirmari.
I'm just going to let you guys work on this for a second.
Shrek.
Shrek-y.
Little Shrek-y.
Little Shrek-y.
His name starts with a, it's Croyd.
That's his name.
Oh my God.
It's Hambo. Due. Right? It's Hambo?
I think it's Shirmari or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like that. Shahari. But he's so cute. Do you know? How do people like them? Are they nice?
Can she roll to remember?
Yeah, she can roll to remember.
Oh my God, do you
it's
know?
Her crush.
My crush. 15.
It's Jamari.
Jamari! I'm going to write that down.
That was close with Hambo.
And Croyd sort of takes it for a second. He goes, ah, who's on that? Ah, Roshan's on that team. Roshan, great guy.
Oh,
great
Roshan.
Guy.
Cool. Yeah, maybe we'll have to hang out sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, Croyd.
Yeah.
Be real with me. What do people think of us?
Yeah.
No fucking clue.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
That's fair.
What do you think of us, Croyd?
Yeah.
I do owe you a life. Oh, speaking of.
Could you maybe?
Speaking of.
Okay.
Presents?
He goes, he sort of rifles through his pocket, and he pulls out a piece of paper and sort of writes on it very hurriedly. And then tears it off and gives it to your real official, like,
I owe you.
No.
And he sort of, you know, writes it down and then sort of folds it kind of neat and then and just you know, gets it all nice and fine looking and then slips it.
Hand it over.
Slips it into a plastic casing
present.
Because plastic was invented.
Invested.
I mean, he hands it over to whoever's hand is there first.
Ah! Yeah! Got it. 1 year free. We
he's
one
like,
free.
Yo, I just want to make sure that I'm, you guys are taken care of. So.
Oh, Croyd, and I give him a giant hug.
Thanks, man.
Kai, here you go.
Yeah! We're going to treat our buddies once Cooper gets back to regular size.
Wait, is it like we get it free for like a year?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not one of those like once every week for 52
okay.
weeks.
Okay.
I'm not one
yeah.
of them.
Hell
and he stands yeah. up. He's like, but that's all I want to deliver. So he hits the table. He stands up. I got to get back to the misses and Valdra hates being outdoors. So we got
wow.
We got to
me too.
Yeah.
Bye, Croyd.
And so Croyd sort of
bye,
stands
guys.
Up and then he looks back at you, Grigana, and he's like,
yes.
You're in Aronde, right?
Yeah. Why?
Well, that's a shame about those half-dead parents.
Wow. Oh, thanks.
Damn, you were recognized.
How do you know them?
Oh, nothing. Good luck.
No. Hang on. How do you know them? How do you know them?
Are you, like, following
yeah,
him?
Yeah. How?
He's like,
how?
Whoa, girl.
How do you know my parents?
Listen, it was a past life thing. I don't.
What do you mean?
I don't do it anymore. Your parents.
They own the Meats and More.
They retired to open a Meats and More.
Well, they retired. What?
Anyways.
What?
Good night.
Tell me. Please.
Brianna,
please.
If your parents didn't tell you, then it would be me breaking their trust.
Wait,
to tell you.
Were they involved in a secret society or
good
something?
Good night, Brianna.
I need to call my parents.
He walks. Call him on the phone.
Send a raven.
Call your parents.
I guess I haven't even called them to tell them about the Meats and More.
That's right.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my. Their legacy. God. And you just...
All right. So,
hey, Mom and Dad.
So at that point,
they go to Langdale to check.
It's Christmas, Gria. Oh.
Oh my God, what happened here?
Croyd and his daughter leaves. Brianna, you're sort of settled with that info, and
oh my God, what?
At some point, you see somewhere in the middle of that conversation, Mavis had come downstairs, and she's sitting at a bar with an open book, sitting down reading. Except for you see, she's writing in margins. It looks like almost, but then as you guys, I don't know if you guys continue to stay.
I'm going to the stables. I kind of look at her and then I just like get up and
so,
go. To the
so
stables.
It's 6 p.m.
Yeah, I say, guys, I'm going to the stables. Check on Coop.
Are they open?
Oh, well, I'm gonna go check in.
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Zill,
you want to come?
No, I've
already been today.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you start heading off.
Yeah, you guys and I kind of like look for the alchemy shop on the way.
All right. Yeah. So who'd you get directions from? Or are you just walking in a direction you
Brianna
choose?
Brianna stops by. I go up to Mavis on the way out and I say, hey, where is it at? Where's the shelter for the elves?
The shelter.
Where's the stable? Right.
Okay, so you're going to walk west for like 15 blocks and then it'll be there.
Okay.
It's Bergdorf's Braided Horse.
Braided Horse.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And she's like, all right. And at that point, you hear the door swing open again. And it's, you know, you don't really, it's not a thing that registers, right? People are coming, people are going. It's just something that sort of registers in your subconscious. But this one is a little bit different because the door opens and a sort of messenger type looking comes in, big satchel on the side. And he holds up this like stack of papers and he says, I have a message for Gordon Maymont. Gordon Maymont.
Huh?
And Mavis like sort of looks at you guys and stands up. She goes, oh, that's me. I'll take it for him. And she walks over to the messenger. She takes it. She pulls some coin out of her back pocket and gives it to him and sends it on her way.
What?
And then she, holding the stack of papers very close to her, starts heading upstairs.
Wait, what? And then Kai and I turn to each other and we say,
That was weird. We should look into that later.
But first, let's go to see our animals.
I guess.
Okay.
All right. So you guys, and Zilla, I assume you're just chilling like a villain. All right. So Brianna and Kai, you walk over to the stable unless anything important is happening. We're just gonna say that you get there. You get to the stable. There is Cooper. Who roll a perception check?
Me too.
Yes.
Oh. 23.
Okay.
She's borrowing my...
Sorry.
That's a 6, right? Or is that a 9? What does it mean when the line's on the bottom?
That's like where you look at. So that's the bot. Like.
So that's the 6.
Great.
Fuck.
So, Brianna, you are so sure that they have stayed the exact same size. Brianna, they have stayed the exact same size.
Oh.
The exact same size.
They stayed
They've
the exact same size.
They've shrunk in about 15%.
15%? Is
no.
it because...
No, maybe like 8%. I would say 8% shrinkage.
Interesting. Okay. I go up to Cooper and I go, Cooper.
Cooper is very excited to see you and sort of,
Cooper! And I run up and I jump on him and give him a giant hug.
And he doesn't really know how to return affection in his giant state, so he just ends up sort of like pushing you around a lot with his nose.
That's funny. I said, hey, Coop, you're never going to believe this. Guess what Croy gave us?
What?
1 year of free rats.
Oh,
unlimited.
Fucking God, boss!
Whoa. I know. If they weren't closed right now, I totally would have brought you some.
Oh
but just
God.
Let you know, when
you
get out of here.
You bring some in the morning?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Wait, do I have to stay here all night?
That's a good question. Is anyone still here? Still around here?
You look around this particular stable hallway. It does not look like any employees are around.
No one. I think, but if you want, I'll stay here with you.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I'll stay here with you. We'll have a sleepover, like every other night.
Oh, man, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of weird back at Jack and Jill's. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
It's just, yeah. I think it'd be nice if I had a night.
So am I going to be walking back by myself?
Oh, I can. I have this. I'll walk you back because I have to go up and lock my door anyways.
You didn't lock your door when you came downstairs?
No.
All right. So you make that plan with
Cooper. I did.
Melvin's hair has begun to dry, and you can't really get in because the stable door is literally just, you know, sort of a half, and just it's just Mavis. It's Mavis. Fuck, you did it to me, Zill. You did it.
What?
Melvin's head is just sticking out of is just sticking out of the stable door, and it's just this giant puffball. You sort of have to navigate around and... None of you seem to be speaking with animals, so you just sort of hi to Melvin, and then you make your way back to Jack and Jill's.
Wait, you know what? Kai.
Yeah?
You don't worry about it. I don't want her to have to walk me back. Are we already back?
Yeah, you walked.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I need to check my room anyways.
Okay.
So I go
Can
upstairs.
I come with you? Check?
Yeah.
I want to know what all this hullabaloo is about.
Yeah, come on up and check.
Okay.
With me. So I go into my room to check to see if my door is locked.
You didn't lock your door.
Okay.
So I roll a 10.
Yeah, no, this looks exactly like how Kai would leave a room. So.
Can I roll again to see if anything else is changed?
And I detect magic.
Okay. Nothing.
Right. What do I add to it? Investigation?
You already detected magic. Remember when you were eating your sandwich?
Yeah.
She called you up? You were eating a sandwich.
But I wanted to do it again.
Okay. You did do it again, and still no magic.
All right. If we're doing perception-wise, I got an 11.
All right, so maybe you were wrong.
No, I wasn't.
But maybe...
There's just this hint of doubt now.
Oh.
Oh, I do not like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, can I check to make sure everything's there?
Everything's there.
Okay. Well, I think it's best if just for the night I stay with Cooper.
All right, have a good night.
Yeah.
I guess let's meet back here around 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 in the morning, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and I go and... I grab some bread for Coop and I, and I go to Zill. And I tell her, hey, I'm going to stay with Cooper in the stables for the night.
Okay. Be safe.
I will.
It's kind of weird.
What?
It's weird staying stable. I feel like it'd be uncomfortable.
Well, it's for Coop. I bring like a blanket and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I go, hey, Jill?
Yeah?
Can I get a pitcher of ale to go?
What do you want me to put it in?
I don't know, like a barrel?
You want a barrel of beer to take on the road.
You know what? Never mind. That's fine.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
So you head off back to the stable. Mm-hmm. Cool. Brianna's just going to bed?
Well, she goes downstairs and she whips out one of her books. It's how to stand up and never look down.
Yep.
And then she reads kind of by the fire, and Iga's right there next to her, and she just relaxes for the night because we had a big day tomorrow of finding out what the heck to do.
Right. And then, Zill, you're downstairs, or did you go back upstairs?
I am downstairs. Can I talk to Jack real quick? Is she here?
Yeah, she's around.
I just want to ask, hey, Jack?
Yeah?
So I have a quick question. I'm trying to get in touch with somebody, but I don't know how.
Are you unfamiliar with the concept of mail, or?
I mean, it would be a very long trip. I mean, I guess I could try mail.
All right, well, I think this was a real productive conversation.
Yeah, I do too. Thanks. I feel stupid now.
Come to me with problems whenever you need them, I guess.
Never mind. I'm never talking to Jack again.
Good night, sweetie. And then, do you stay downstairs or you go upstairs?
Mavis downstairs.
She's upstairs.
She's upstairs? Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs. What?
What? I'm just looking at you.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I just feel really stupid now from that conversation with Jack.
Sorry. All right. So you go upstairs?
Yeah, I go upstairs. I want to take my Kobold Boys book. I want to put it on the ground in front of Mavis's door. I want to knock on her door, but I just want to keep walking, go in my room.
Okay. So about 5 minutes pass. Roll a perception check.
Great. I got a 17.
Great. So you hear Mavis's door like open and close again.
Okay.
And then about like 15 minutes later, her door opens and she walks over to your door and there's a very like light knock.
I open the door. I'm scared.
And Mavis is there, and she looks probably the most unsettled that you've seen her so far, besides her almost dying on the ship. Apart from that, she goes, hey.
Hey.
Thank you for the book.
No problem.
I appreciate it. So, how long have you known the other two?
let's see, maybe about a year ish. About a year, yeah.
And you're like really sure they're good people?
Yeah.
Is that something you would bet someone else's life on?
I mean, They need work, but yeah. Everyone needs work.
I do.
I'm with you on that. That's yeah. I'll agree to that.
I gotta call my parents.
All right. Night. And she's gone as soon as she came.
What?
And that is where we will end this episode. Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Now, you haven't heard my voice in a while, just solo on its own. We're trying a new thing. We're trying to give you the recap with all of us in the studio. I know, fancy. So hopefully you're digging that. If not, I don't know. Feel free to tweet at us if you have a very strong opinion about it. But if you don't, then great. This is surprisingly, not surprisingly, the last episode before we go on a bit of a winter break. Why? Because, they all have finals next week? Oh, wow. Well, hope they're not losing their minds. We're going on holiday break. So, what does that mean? That means that this episode is going to be the last regular episode until January. Oh no! It's fine though, because we do have a Christmas special coming for you guys, so you won't be too starved during the wait. So if you want to make sure that you see that, you may either want to, one, stay subscribed to this wherever you are on your podcast feed, and follow us on Twitter or Tumblr at Dungeons Dice on Twitter or Dungeons-Dice on Tumblr. And you can get updates there as well. As always, heading into the holiday season, hold your loved ones close. I know that our loved ones just worked through some things. I'm excited to tear them apart. They don't know that, but it's cool. So, yeah, I cannot stress enough. This winter season, tell someone you love them. I'll see you around, guys. I promise. Our adventure will continue.